Vermont's own Alicia Dana is going for it again. The hand cyclist from Putney placed fifth in the time trial in the London Paralympic Games, and now she's in Rio racing in the time trial and the road race. The 47-year-old most recently won silver in both those events at the 2015 World Championships. She's set to compete in both the events again this week, and she joins us on the line from Rio. Alicia Dana, welcome back to VPR.
Thanks so much.
We heard from you back in 2012, just ahead of the London Games, as I mentioned, and it seemed you weren't quite expecting to win the gold back then. I wanted to check in and see, what are you hoping for in Rio this time around?
Well, this is my second shot at the Games. I have that London experience under my belt, and I think that will help me a lot this time around. I'm definitely hoping to medal, and I think I have a pretty good shot at it, whether it's bronze, silver, or gold, who knows? But I'd be thrilled to be up on the podium, and I think there's a good chance.
What does it feel like to be there, you know, competing for your country, not for yourself and a domestic championship, but representing the United States in Rio? What does that feel like?
Well, there's a lot of pride, for sure. I felt it, I think, this trip, most particularly yesterday, because we all, the whole cycling team, rode out to the road course from the Paralympic Village, and you know, there we all are in our various forms of bikes, hand cycles, tandems, trikes, all wearing the stars and stripes, and passersby were waving and cheering to us, and you know, you feel good. You know, you feel really proud to have a team that's backing you up, and you know, proud to be representing the USA.
Alicia, you competed nationally as a teenager in both cycling and cross-country skiing until you fell out of a tree and you were paralyzed from the waist down. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little about your journey from your injury into hand cycling and now your second Paralympic Games.
Yeah, as a teenager, I loved cycling and bike racing and Nordic skiing. I grew up doing both of those sports. And then at 17, as you say, I had this accident, became paraplegic. And back then it was the late 80s, and hand cycles were not even invented yet. So I spent a little time doing some wheelchair racing, marathons and that sort of thing, which was okay. You know, I enjoyed it somewhat. But when hand cycles came along in the mid-90s and I got my first one, there was no looking back. It was just felt great. It felt like being me again, like a part of me that had come back together again. I became part of a group that rode across the U.S. to raise money for some different nonprofit organizations. And one of the people in that group said to me, Alicia, you know, you should really race. You're strong. There's not many women doing it. And I was like, what? There's races? Yeah, sign me up. So I started racing in 2001 and made the national team then and went to world championships and raced again in 2002. But then I got married and got pregnant and had my daughter and got divorced, all in short order. So I had to take about 8 or 9 years off just to kind of catch up with that side of things, and then got back into racing again in 2011.
Cycling in the Paralympics is broken into different categories based on the abilities of the athletes. For people who aren't familiar with this, can you explain a little bit about these categories and about the bike that you race with?
There's many different categories for cyclists of all different disabilities. So we have upright cyclists who are on what you would think of as just a regular bike, who may have a, you know, an amputated limb or just a you know, a deformity of some kind. Then we have people who have issues like MS or traumatic brain injury, might have some balance problems, and they will race on trikes, really awesome, cool racing trikes. Then we've got people with visual impairment who race on tandems. So they have a seeing pilot, and the visually impaired person is the stoker in the back. And then we have people like myself who are on hand cycles, so people with spinal cord injuries or double amputees. And within that category of hand cyclists, there are 5 different subdivisions, depending on your level of injuries.
This is your second Paralympic Games. Do you think you'll try to head back at it in 2020?
I don't think so. There's always a chance, but it feels like a long way from now. And I think if anything, I'll stick around for a couple more years of World Cups and World Championships. But I don't really think at this point I'll be aiming for Tokyo in 2020.
We've been talking with Alicia Dana from Putney, Vermont. She's a Paralympic hand cyclist, and she's competing this week in Rio on Wednesday and Thursday. Alicia, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.